Okay, let's just look at the Ramban. Just this little brief piece for the Ramban. Okay, this little tiny thing here, just to again emphasize that there's something bothering the Ramban. I was nice to you guys. I took out the first two paragraphs because you won't be able to read it. So this way, just focus on the main issue and figure out.
This didn't help, by the way.
Why not? What else can I do? What's the particular thing? Let's review that again. In other words, we're trying now to take the first step we made of Isser and Heter, right? And now apply that to Heter and to Isser, okay? Okay. And so it would seem like Rashi holds that comma bapta would apply there. And it's a two-tier question on Rashi. Tier one is, it seems superfluous to apply the principle of comma bapta. That's one tier. That at least everyone agrees with that, okay? And the second one, which is more subtle, but you see it in the Rush and the Ramban and everybody, that they seem to say this idea that when it comes to assessing Bittel, we don't care about the relationship of, I'm sure I get this right, the relationship of the Heter into Isser. Right? We don't say that the Isser is misbotlin the Heter. That terminology, I just fell into Roth's trap. That concept doesn't make any sense. Right? Yeah, that's what he wants to say. Conceptually, it doesn't make any sense because that's not what's happening. But so what's really bothering the Ramban? Is this simply a semantic issue that...
I don't think so, no.
You guys are definitely right in so far. This idea, you're making the right first step.
I see.
You too late, okay? Yes, go ahead. We know the first clue is like this. You guys are making, I think, the right first step, which is that if Rashi comes along and says, what's happening here? Rashi's saying that when I drop the yayin, let's take the first case. When I drop Yain Heter, and when I drop Yain Nesek, Yain Heter, Korner Rashi, what's happening here? Right? It's being converted into... Okay. Whereas Tosfos, which all the other Rishonim line up behind, like Ramban, etc., all say that's not what's happening. Like you guys were saying 2 days ago, or yesterday, that what's happening is that, no, there's still Shem Isser, right? And it's just being suppressed, right? Good. Okay, that's the first step. Now, before we get to the Ramban's Kasha, intuitively, it would make sense to say that according to Rashi, he would say that when the Yain... Heter falls in, there's some type of transformation of the Yain Heter into Nesach, and that is some sort of expression of Bittel. But the problem we come up with is that we know Rashi doesn't hold that by other cases, okay? That we know for sure, okay? And then you guys are right. You guys are right in saying that there's something different about how Bittel's working here, right, versus how Bittel works in other cases, okay? Right? There's something different. It's not that Rashi holds that Bittel as an institution is different. He can't say that. He agrees with the Ramban and all the other shitas that when it comes to Bittel, right? You're right, Bittel works a certain way in all other cases, okay? So you have to find what's the variable here that's different. Well, we know what the variable, or in other words, what's allowing us to apply comma Bittel in a case that should be normally mimimino bimashu. So it's very simple. Yes, what? Here. But come on. We got to start putting this puzzle together. There's a lot of different pieces. This is one of the pieces. What's different about this case? You know it's ready from the Rama, without defining the Rama.
What? The sitting in the thing?
There must be something about this Taroves, right? Which we don't know yet how, but... No, we know it's Chomer Bayayin Nesek. The Chomer Bayayin Nesek predates this case. That exists already. That's in the system. Okay? So what you're going to say is like this. Rashi's saying, the fact that Rashi's introducing a phenomenon, that what happens when this Tarovet, what is the result? Just think, it's a very simple thing. It's a very simple step to take. What's the result of the Yayin, right, after the Yayin Heter falls, the Yayin Nesek falls in the Yayin Heter? Corner Rashi, what is it now? What is this in front of it? 100% Heter. 100% Heter, right? When Nesech falls into Heter. Right, okay. Which means what has now been destroyed? More than that. What don't we have anymore? What don't we have anymore? What don't we have anymore? A Taroves. Okay? Rashi's saying that when you convert one to the other, the very same Taroves ceases to exist. I don't have a mixture of Yain Nesech and Yain Heter anymore. What do I have in front of me? Yain Heter. Right? Okay. One second. So what Rashi's showing you is that there's something different about this type of Taroves. Naturally, this type of Taroves allows for Kamakala Batal to express itself. Right? Meaning this is a completely different kind of Taroves formation than any other kind of Taroves. To the point where... What? No. There's something about this type of...
Okay, so that's the question. Why? It's not Shia. It's all about
You mean, it, yeah, it talks about Mayim too. No, it's, but it's the way the Tarovez is being formed here. This business about, which we don't know why, dripping in something into the Tarovez, right, into the other thing, that means the very formation of Tarovez itself is completely different. So what Rashi is going to say is that since the very formation of Tarovez is different, that makes it a qualitative different type of Tarovez in Halacha. And therefore, you can start tinkering with Bittel. And then what you guys are saying makes perfect sense. The fact that he's saying that it renders this into being something, in the case where it's the Nesech into Heter, you can say the Heter is actually converting it into something else. Meaning, the Shein Tarovez is destroyed. There's no Tarovez anymore. It's one entity. But the point is, no, but since the Ramban and Tosos come from a different premise, they're saying, that's not what's happening. This is, it, you could say that the formation of Tarovis is different, but it's still a Tarovis. It's always a Tarovis. So if it's always Tarovis, then Bittel always applies, and it's just a special cool about Kama Bittel that applies here. You know, it's not a machlokas in the institution of Bittel. That's where you guys are wrong. You're going too far. It's in this type of Tarovis. The clue is very simple. That's why you should have built off what you said yesterday. When Rashi says that when I add in the Yain Nesech into the Heter, then what happens to Yain Nesech? It's converted into Yain Heter. What Rashi's really telling you is that it's a completely different type of Tarovis altogether. Then if that's true, then I can start talking about bidirectional Bittel. Because Rashi's going to say the institution of Bittel doesn't apply here as it would in other cases. Okay, now you'll ask, but what is it about this dripping into it? That's a great question. That's the next step, is the Rambam, this idea of being chashuv. And we're going to go keep going down that road. But you got to get this step clear. Yes. The thing is that the mechanism of Bittel here, right, means what's taking place, that the actual shame is being transformed into something else. Well, wait a second. And that being the case, of course Rashi is going to say it's bidirectional. Because Rashi's saying is that, what does Bittel mean here in this context? Bittel here means that you're getting rid of the Tarovis. It ceases to exist. It's one entity. Said before, what they said before is exactly on the spot. And normally speaking, how does Bittel work?
Bittel works in removing shame. Meaning, there's two shames, and one shame is, is being blocked by the other.
Right, but the point is that that means there's a coexistence of the two shamos. It just happens to be that one's not able to be expressed. Right, that's the normal rules of Tarovis. Someone comes along who's a little bit cryptic. What does Rambam say? Was it Perek, Tes Zion, Chav Ches, right? You see why that Ran is so important.
When did the Rambam come into this?
Right, so the Rambam is in Machal Surah's Tes Zion, Chav Ches. So what does Rambam say? Remember this case, by the way. So if I pour from what? A little pitcher thing, right?
Into a big pit of regular, more small pitcher, giant SF, big pit of giant.
Do you know why he takes that? He doesn't mention Chavis. Oh, okay, go on.
Philo era calling on Kulo, Rishon Batel. Even if I pour small things the entire day, it's Rishon Batel. And then the whole thing's okay.
Right, okay.
Era Mena Chavis, I pour from a big barrel, it's a pit. Bench era Mena Mutcher, Aser, or Mena Aser. Whether I pour Aser and Mutcher or Mutcher, Aser.
Okay. Right. Now, don't worry yet why the pitcher is different than Chavis. We're not ready for that yet. Okay? So let's just take the standard. No. Meaning, why should it make a difference if I pour it out? If I'm pouring, who cares what I'm pouring from? No, what I care about is it's the other end, which is that what makes the formation as Tarovas different. So look at the Ran. Right? What does the Ran say? What? Right. Kolomar. Right from the beginning.
I have the Dachin as
the first thing. Look at the word right after the period. Kolomar, Uvachia, Gabna.
That even if I pour a giant barrel of Yain Heter onto a tiny drop of Yain Nesef, only that's what I'm saying. The high gap, the macher of Yain Nesef, is more macher than but if I pour the Isser to the Heter, this goes by Rishon Rishon Batel. Ella MK Nohol Babas Achas Pidein Asinas Tan. Unless I pour enough at once, then it will give time.
Why?
The time I did this, The reason why these rocks are true, because the one that's standing still is more chashuv than thing being torn.
What is he talking about? Chashuv sorah is what? Right? Ulefikach. Oser as a yayin shabalav. Okay.
Even if I have a tiny bit of iser, if I pour mitzvah on it, the whole thing is
no problem.
But filo chavis gadol v'as achas. Even if I do a giant barrel.
Mishum chomer yayin esach. Right. Right. Avav shaheter.
Heter mekoma v'iser ba'alav. Heter mevatas iser. But if the heter standing still, the iser pour on it, then it's not the heter mevatas iser.
Elim kain.
Elim kain ba'alav iser v'ruva sheish broke daily tzitam. Unless I pour enough at once that it gives time.
And he says, and that's what the Rambam must hold. Okay. Okay. So let me ask you a question. Just a simple question. What is he talking about? What does it mean to say that since the... let's just use the easy case. I don't care if it's a chavis or the pitcher for now. I care more about what the pit, okay? Meaning, if something's stuck in place, right? So that's more chashuv. What does that mean? What does that terminology mean? Is it? So what the Rambam's trying to bring out... Notice what the Rambam's very careful. He's very careful because he's trying to... He's trying to bring out for us, in a little hidden way, he's trying to bring out for us what makes the formation of this tyrovis different. But hold on. So what Ellie's saying is correct. In other words, what you're going to have to say is that we know that the formation of tyrovis is different through the fact that you're adding something to something else. Whereas, I think what Ellie's saying is correct. And then when it comes to the institution of Bittel, right, Bittel itself reflects what? How this is being formed. In other words, you know what I mean? In other words, it's the very fact that I'm pouring A into B, right, that's going to tell you how the institution of Bittel should be applied. Okay? So chashuv here means, as you guys are saying, chashuv here means what?
Think that the system utilizes.
It is what...
What the thing is.
What the thing is, exactly. In other words, when we come to define the relationship between A to B, if I take A and B bring them together, what would I say? Right, now we got to figure out the relationship of one to the other. But here, that's the key point. Here, it's not that we're saying that we have to evaluate the relationship of one to the other. Rather, what? The relationship of one has already been established.
It's just, how does that fit this new thing affect
us? Exactly. It's a very different way of looking at tyrovis.
Instead of them affecting each other, now it's just one thing
affecting. Exactly. It's a very subtle but important conceptual difference. Now, this is all according to Rav Dimi, okay? So far, okay. Now let's look at Rav Yitzchak. Okay, now Rav Yitzchak comes along. We have to, again. I'm just giving you the order we're going to go in is we got to finish the Shitas in the Gemara, okay, which we're not going to do today, and then we're going to take a step back and look at the Eino Mino case, and then we'll get into Kilua. Okay. All right. So take a look at the Gemara. Ki Asa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Okay. Oh, 1 second. So actually, before we do that, Ayin Gimel Aleph. Before we do that, keep in mind when it comes to Min B'She'Eino Mino. So what do we say about the case of Ayin Esech? And water.
No sin tam.
So it only had right. Okay. For Ravdimi. Good. Okay. Look at Rav Yitzchak. Ki asa Rav Yitzchak. That's your cue, Ellie. You're doing such a good job reading today. But so just from a Gemara like logistics standpoint, we got a lot of problems. Because, no, that's true. We get these. No. It's from Maricel above all. The problem is they keep quoting Rav Yochanan. Okay. That's the problem. A lot of different Mesorahs coming out. Okay, so what does Rav Yochanan say? He says, Rav Yochanan says, I want to be careful. Is it something different? As you'll see in a second, is it adding? Is it modifying? So what does he say? Okay, so now he comes along and says, what's the case? Oh, that's where he got it from. What's the case? The case is you pour from a pitcher into the pit. Now, let's think about that for a second, okay? Not defining anything, but I want you guys to start thinking. What's the difference on the surface between taking a large barrel and pouring it into a pit versus taking a pitcher, so I'll counter by saying it's a very long, thin pitcher where the volume of the pitcher is the same as the volume of the chavis. I'm trying to push you in a certain direction. What's different?
The way you pour it?
Yeah.
Because they have a constant stream.
They both have constant streams.
The way you pour it?
A little better. What? Yes. What? No, I pour. No. In other words,
a pitcher only a small amount can come out, whereas the lip of a barrel.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. In other words, halachically, as you're going to see, the question is: do we treat chavis as bas achas, right? Meaning, if I, okay, we got it, okay. I take a step back for a second. This is where things get a little sticky, okay? Keep in mind, conceptually, in your heads, there's a difference between saying bringing two things together versus introducing A into B. That we're clear about, right? There's a difference between taking A and B and merging them versus saying I introduce A into B. Now the question is, how far can we go when we say introducing A into B? Right. So, if I took this big barrel and I dumped it into B, is that still considered introducing A to B, or is it revert back to A mixing with B? Okay, that's what the Gemara is going to struggle with now. You understand? Is there a point where we can say, don't ask you for the shear, but conceptually, is there a point we can say where it's no longer introducing A into B? And therefore, kama about the one word. Is there a point where chavis, you see from the Rambam, well, I don't want to say too much.
Whereas a pitcher is slower.
Obviously.
Okay, that's true. There's something about flowing something in, okay, that's going to be different than dumping something in.
Yeah.
At one, no, but that's the key. It's a lot at the same time. It's bevas achas.
Even if it was a drip at a time from a barrel.
No. Okay, good. No. But Shua's going too far. But it's not a din in the chavis. Oh, what? It's not going to be din in the chavis. Okay. So, and again, don't ask me any, like, achronic questions of at what point, I don't care. Just conceptually. Think about that for a second. There's a difference between, there's a point you're going to have to say, there's a line you have to draw in your head of, this is no longer introducing A into B. Okay? So that's why Rabbi Yitzchak has to bring this up. Okay, so again, so he's got the same issue. He's going to say that if it's a case of tzir tzur into the boar, in that case, we're going to say, we should have a bottle. Right? Right, dafka. Right, now what does that mean, nafesh amude? That's a big principle.
What's the stream? There's no stream, right?
Well, not that there's no stream.
There's no
connection.
It's a smaller stream.
It's for sure going to be less than a 60th, whereas a barrel. Is that it?
What?
A barrel has potential to be more than a 60th than
an odd mass. No. Don't say that. Don't say, because it can have a little bit in the barrel. Don't say that. Just look at the mechanism of pour. So what they're going to say is, nafesh amude. What does Rashi say? You said Rashi.
Isn't it Rashi?
No.
What?
Yeah, what's Tzitzur Katan? Where's Tzitzur Katan?
Right
across
the right of our Gemara. Yeah,
read Rashi.
Garcina. That's the correct here.
Right, that's it. So it's a small little pach. Okay. So what's the difference going to be? So nafesh amude here, I'm telling you, trust me on this one. What's going to mean is that it's a I'll quote exactly. It's she'ein kiluch gadol, then nofel labor hu ma'at ma'atu mitzvata. So don't worry about if there's a hefsek or not. But the point is, think about it. When you pour something to something else, right? It's a controlled type of introduction, right?
Like it's a small little sink.
Sure.
Like a small
stream. Sure. Right. But the point is that right? That's an introducing A into B, right? But right, aval what? I get, trust me, I promise you, I get all the cases you want to extrapolate to. I get that. Let's just focus on the Gemara, okay? Right. Right. So it's not going to work anymore. Okay? Good. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out time-wise what we should do now. Because a lot of Rishonim I got to get you guys, okay? But okay, that's going to be one case, okay? So let's just factually, and for on Sunday I'll print you the machlokas about this. There's going to be a machlokas. Is it a din? Is Rav Yitzchak coming along and arguing Rav Dimi, or is he agreeing? You're going to have to define that. Okay? How is he modifying it? And is arriving on this and a couple other Rishonim? Okay, Naran. Okay, what's the shear? How do you draw the line, etc.? That's one big thing to work on. Now let's look at the other big thing I want you guys to work on. Okay, this is a little more. Now you're going to love this. Okay, now Ravin comes along.
So if you drop your
my favorite case.
Into a bit, and then you pour a pitcher of water.
Cases.
A Roman S R Heter Kilo Aino.
Right, keep going. Vashar.
Vashar Mayim.
No. Right, right. Mayim Rabin Alov. Umivatlanoso. Okay, this is one of the great cases in Tarovis. This is the case that I love the most, and this is the other huge thing. Probably when I get back to America, we're going to work on. But this is the other thing that conceptually is so difficult to understand. Okay.
What do you pour in the
sorry. Okay. Let's look.
What's the ayinasach chamah?
Hold on. Let me just show you the cases. Okay. What are our first two cases? Okay. We have yain hetter, right? And yain nesef.
Yeah.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, what do we say in this case?
Good.
Comma, comma, but, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have Yain Heter, right, into Yain Heter. Right, we'll just say it's Usher, okay? Yeah. Usher. I don't care the metrics. But now you have an interesting case, okay? And unfortunately, I didn't print a dictionary for this, but you have to know there's a preceding principle that exists in Pulin where this is the case. Be very careful. Ignore comma, comma, buffalo for now. Okay? Because the big question is Robin even holds a comma, comma, buffalo. But here's the case you got to focus on. Okay? Case like this. Okay? Now, well, actually, there's two scenarios. Okay? That's even better. There's two scenarios. No, no, no. It's great. Okay. Okay. Let's say I have Yain Heter and Mine Heter.
Right.
In my pit.
And I have already it's
now I'm drawing to Yain.
Is it already a Tarobas?
Okay, you tell me. I might have Yain Heter there. Okay, and then adding Yain Nessa. Versus the following case. I have, I'm drawing this on purpose. Yain Nessa, Yain Heter, and then I add in Yain Heter. This is the key case. This is the case that we're going to focus most on. Meaning, I had in my pit Yain Heter against Yain Nessa. What's the shear of Min Bishen Amino?
No
Zitam. So what happened here?
No.
Right, and then adding Yain Heter.
Which gives it time.
Okay. So now, here's what you got to keep in mind.
Okay, so that
no. So if you like this kind of stuff, you're gonna love this. Stop. Okay. Look. The question is like this: when I have them together, forget the order for a second. When I have Yain Nesef,
it should mix with
Yain Heter and Mayan Heter. Here's what to keep in mind. Remember this from speaker. This is to keep in mind. Okay. There's enough mine heter, okay, to mispatal b'shishim, either the yain esef, so to speak, or the yain heter. There's, listen, meaning the enomino, okay, this is the enomino, okay, alone has 60, right, against this, and then 60 against this. But if you combine the yains together, there's not enough mine against that. So there's an amazing principle, okay? The principle is that, and there's a big mahal because I don't understand the principle, but simply put, the principle is that when I add in, let's say the case of the Yain, let's say this case, okay? So the question will be is that, what do I say? Do I say that now I have Yain Heter and Yain Heter in here? And then what I want to do is, I'm not going to say the Yain Nesef gets together the Yain Heter and becomes a Mim Amino, and then I'm Mishar the mine against that, and then it will be less than 60. Rather, I kid you not, we keep these two suspended from each other. Okay? It's like they're held in suspension and not allowed to mix. And then I can mishire the Enomino against each min separately.
Other case, yes.
Oh, we'll get to that. Okay? There's a big machlokas about this and about this. Okay? You understand? But you understand how the variables change.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first thing we're gonna have to take up is the tzirtzir versus the chavis.
Was that your sorry, it's only compound. I forgot the reference about Kamakamabatha.
Yeah, because he's going to reject, according to one position, he's going to reject Kamakamabatha. Okay? But as a principle, this principle, the Enomino, Rowan is Mino Kisha'eno, that's a real principle. It's a phenomenal trick. It's like, we don't allow the two minim to merge.
You are able to keep this case with Kamakamabatha.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
But that's it be that it's less than a 60 of the home mixture, more than a 60 of the Yain Heter.
Right.
If this case is this mixture is sounding very much foul, like we don't hold like Raji.
We'll get to that. By the way, you understand what I told? That's what I told you before. You got to keep in mind. Gerson's 100% right. Not that we don't hold like Rashi, but Rashi's forced to deal with Rabin in his way of learning. Okay. Whereas the other Rishonim are going to deal with Rabin in their way of learning. It all merges from that.
Yeah.
But before I get that, but next week, this is what I want to take up, because I want you guys to start working this as a fine. I don't want to spoon feed this to you. I want to know, we're going to take up what's the difference between Tzitzur and Chavis, and then I'll get you guys the Ramban on the Kiluach versus dripping in. Okay? Then you'll finally get a sense of what it really is that makes the Tarobas different. That's the last piece of what makes the Tarobas different. Well, I didn't say all right.
Oh, okay.
I don't get to say all right.
In this case, where they're being suspended,